Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I was with one brother and I let him read different things. And I asked him, what do you think? He told me
that the messages are repetitive, they're redundant, and it seems like they're just emotionally filled with not much substance.
I asked him, why you said that? Because he tell me, because I do not see any solution. I do not read the person who reflect. He say anything about what he planning to do. Imagine I go to a doctor and he examine me. He reflect over my body and my sickness. He give me all the symptom. He explain it so beautifully and that's it. Imagine if I die tonight, can I say to Allah, I'm reflecting, and that's it? Or this knowledge and reflection should come after that with dua, mujahada, struggle, and action. And even if I have a reflection, I should say to myself first, what I'm planning to do about it. What action I'm going to take for that? And what about me, the one who's talking? What is my intention? It's very important. And what about you, the reader or the listener? What is your intention? Who's the author of Quran? Allah. What he want from me? Keep listening and the reflection? Or listening, reflect, believe, grow, and do. But can I keep saying to Allah, I'm reflecting, I'm waiting? By this way, please, my brother and sister in Islam, yes, I send you a message to reflect, but this reflection should contain an effort, dua, an effort, mujahada, a struggle, until it become a reality. And what happened? I should make an effort. How I make this to reality? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Quran witness to us, not against us. May Allah make our word and our writing witness to us, not against us. Is many books by Imam Ibn Rajab, rahmatullah alayh, very early in Islam. You can find it in England. You can find it online. And he wrote many books about knowledge, mandatory action, or mandate action. Knowledge and seeking knowledge. Spreading knowledge is a duty, but this duty, it has a duty toward me first. I have to live the message. I have to struggle for the message. I have to make the most for this message. I have to sacrifice my life and my money for the message. And now I can talk. May Allah make me honest and sincere in what I'm saying and accept it and put barakah in it, inshallah. For me and for you. I hope all of us get the message. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.